Hive, Higher Institute of Villainous Education, The Overlord Protocol, by Mark Walden, read by Jack Davenport. The shockwave from the explosion threw Otto tumbling out of control through the air. He could hear his own quick, panicky breathing, suddenly loud within the confines of the helmet. The stars in the night sky spun past crazily, huge pieces of burning debris whistling past his falling body, close enough to touch. He thought back to his training and tried to control his plummeting body, attempting to break out of the chaotic spin that he found himself in as he fell. Slowly he brought the tumbling under control, and now he was just falling, albeit in a slightly more controlled way. He glanced at the pale green figures flickering across the head-up display in his helmet. He was falling too fast. He needed to slow his descent or he'd never make it. He spread his arms and legs, his body acting as an air brake, reducing his speed. 20,000 feet, a soft electronic voice chimed in his ear. Descent velocity beyond acceptable parameters. All that Otto could see below was blackness. He knew that the target was down there somewhere, but without any lights or visible landmarks by which to orientate himself, he just had to hope that the GPS numbers on his visor display were correct and that he could use them to find the drop zone accurately. 15,000 feet, the voice said, just as calmly as before. Otto's brain immediately translated the delay between the announcements into an accurate calculation of the speed at which he was falling. Still too fast. He didn't know if anyone else had survived the explosion. It was too dark to see if he was alone. It wasn't just the frigid air temperature at this altitude that sent a shiver running down his spine. He could very well be on his own out here, and he doubted that he could.